Episode 2065, Kindness Goes a Long Way.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying a fabulous weekend with family and friends, and you're just having some time together. It is Labor Day weekend, and you know what? Traffic has been crazy. We've been on the road, and boy, do I have some stories to share with you. Today is Relationship Builders Day. Kindness goes a long way. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, before we dive in, I've got to give a huge shout out. O'Reilly Auto Parts, yes, you, your store in Thayer, Missouri, Matthew, Justin, and Evan, and Miro Towing and Garage, Timothy Miro, thank you so very much. You are our secret angels, and you were just there when we needed you. More on that story, because kindness goes a long way. What if you could do something for your marriage that would give you the greatest return with little effort? Kindness goes a long way. Now, that's not giving you permission to think you can do little for your entire marriage. No, there's a lot required when it comes to marriage. But what it does say is that the little things matter. Little things have big impact. Kindness goes a long way. Kindness in marriage is vital, as is with any relationship. If you want to bulletproof your marriage, one way is by being kind. Kindness shows that you are thinking of the other person first, making him or her a priority. No matter who you are, everyone wants to feel wanted. Don't you want to be someone else's priority? Yes, I want to be somebody else's priority. In listening to couples who have lived more than 25 years together to well into 70 years or more, all say communication and some form of kindness has played a vital role in their marriage. Now, you know what? It sounds so cute, doesn't it? Just be kind to your sweetheart. No, you really need to be. Because the cute thing is that they all describe in their own way as to how they were kind to their spouse. You know, think back to dating. I know that's a long way ago, but we got to think back that far. Most couples do these kind and thoughtful acts. You're trying to win each other's hearts, but after being married, life gets in the way. Oh, wait, you get stuck on the side of the road. You have a flat tire. Your alternator goes out. Your fan belt. You have oil leaking. You have stuff that's flying across your engine. You had no idea. These kind and thoughtful acts, when you don't know what's going on, it impacts your everyday. But you know, when life does throw you a curveball, the kind and thoughtful acts disappear, right? They become next to nothing because of something or someone having more of your attention. Yes, your car doesn't start. You're stuck in the middle of nowhere. Well, in your opinion, it's the middle of nowhere. Thayer, Missouri. Shout out to Thayer, Missouri. It's a beautiful, cute little town. But when you're headed to Kansas, it's not where you want to be. So what do? If you want your marriage to strengthen, kindness must be included in your everyday. So perform small acts of kindness. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Perform small acts of kindness. You know, the really cool thing about small acts of kindness is that it doesn't take much but a little heart. Your heart. And remember, kindness is not about what you get out of it in return. It's about serving with no strings attached. You're not expecting anything in return. You do because you can. Think about it this way. Small actions pay big dividends. Kindness is one of those. So what does it look like in real life? Well, number one, speak sweet words. Sweet words are honey to the heart. Oh, it just melts it in a good way. And this goes for any relationship. Number two, extend forgiveness and give grace. You are not perfect, and neither is your spouse. Be forgiving and leave the judgment for the birds. You do not need to sit here and worry and stew over absolutely everything. You've got to give grace to each other. You've got to forgive. And yes, a lot of times you have to be the first one to make that move. And I know you're already mad at me going, but why can't my spouse do it first? Why do I always have to be the one to step up to the plate? Why? Because someone has to make the first move. And why shouldn't it be you? Speak sweet words, extend forgiveness, and give grace. And number three, express your affection. This might be holding hands, a little peck on the cheek that may end up leading to what? Even an intimate evening, right? Express your affection. It might be a handshake. It doesn't have to be always something that involves, quote unquote, a move, right? You don't have to put a move on your spouse every single time you turn around, but you can express affection for your spouse. And finally, number four, perform small acts of kindness. These are the little surprises just because. Well, you heard me mention at the very beginning of this episode, O'Reilly Auto Parts in Thayer, Missouri. Matthew, Justin, and Evan, you're awesome. Miro Towing and Garage, Timothy, Miro, you have gone above and beyond. And we can't wait to hear from you in the next couple upcoming days. Well, you see, the story behind this has nothing to do with marriage, but it has everything to do with relationships. My daughter and niece were driving on their way. We were following behind them, about 30 minutes behind them. We were coming up from the south, headed up north to my mom's house on the family property in Kansas. And I get the phone call, the ring. And I hear my daughter, Mom, how far are you away? I said, well, I don't know. That's a good question. You guys left early. I'm figuring maybe 20, 30 minutes-ish or so. I said, where are you located? And she wasn't really sure. And I said, what's going on? She said, well, we're on the side of the road. We kind of felt this lurch in the vehicle. And then all of a sudden, a big pop. And the next thing you know, we're not moving very fast. I said, where are you? She said, well, we're on the side of the road. The hazards are on. I said, are you safe? Oh, yes, we're safe. I said, okay. Well, what should we do? That's a good question. What should you do? Of course, now my mother brain is just going lickety split. Man, we're talking about miles upon miles a second going, okay, I've got two girls that have no knowledge of a vehicle. I mean, if they needed to change a tire, yeah, they are not the ones for that team test. No, they would not pass. And now they've got something wrong with the engine. The light's on. Now the brake light's coming on. I'm like, well, is the brake on? Oh, no, Mom, the brake's not on. I mean, we're pushing on the pedal, but we're talking about the emergency brake. It was crazy. And this is a holiday weekend. And I'm telling you what, I was like, I don't know. And while this conversation's going on, understand, I have my oldest daughter with me, who's pregnant. I have my mom with me, and then I'm the one driving, so I can't panic. And guess what? We are in a huge traffic holdup. I mean, we're not even going 10 miles per hour, and it's going through this other little town. Now, I love going through little towns, but sometimes I'm like, I really need to get to my daughter and my niece. This is not helping the situation. Well, long story short, she was like, Mom, what do we need to do? And I said, is there a parking lot? Is there some place that you can go ahead and get your car off the road? I want you off the side of the road. Because you hear those horrible stories. We have seen people walking on the side of the road as we were driving. And I'm thinking, you're walking on the side of the highway. Why? For what reason? Well, she said, Mom, I think there's a place right up here. I can't really see because where we are in the road. I said, if the car is movable, I said, I want you to try to get to a parking lot, somewhere where you're safe off the main road. I don't care if it's a gas station. I don't care if it's a grocery store. I don't care where it is. I need you to find that place. She says, okay. So we stayed on the phone with her. Then she comes upon this hill. Now, understand, we don't know there's a hill involved. The car is moving, but barely. And so they're just kind of driving along on the shoulder because they don't have much power in this little cute vehicle. And the hazard lights are on. And all of a sudden, my daughter says, "Mom, there's an O'Reilly Auto Parts." And my niece says, "Well, there's Casey's," which is a gas station, "on the other side." And I said, "Pull into O'Reilly." And Ashley was like, yeah, "pull in there so we don't have to cross over, because if we get stuck in the middle, that could be bad." I said, "Yes, great idea. Get in and park there." Well, little did I know, they're going uphill. They have to turn in. But by the grace of God, they were able to park their car right there. Well, then that's when everything changed and our little angels appeared. Yes, I'm talking about Matthew, Justin, and Evan. My daughter went in there and said, "You know, do you guys do testing when an engine light comes on?" Yep, they got their stuff and came out. Well, understand, we are still over 30 minutes away from them. And she had us on the phone. It's like after 6:30 in the evening and stores are starting to shut down. And I'm like, this is not good. And it's a holiday weekend at that. We are going to be lucky to get any help whatsoever. Well, they came out, looked at it, and they said, a four-letter word that I will not repeat. But, however, I probably would have said the same thing because it's a holiday weekend. Things are a little bit crazy, right? And next thing you know, they figured out that it was the alternator and the fan belt gone, blown, not happening. That car was not moving. So they were talking amongst themselves. The guys so sweetly went back into the store. And I said, "Did they give you any indication that there is someone in that area that can help you?" And they said, "Well, no." And I said, "You need to go ask them. Let them know you are from out of town. You're literally driving through town and you need help as to who they can call." I said, "We will be there as soon as we can," because we were en route already. We'd already been traveling for a few hours. So back in the store they go, and yes, Matthew, Justin, and Evan to the rescue. Well, a phone call was made, and in between that time, we show up, and the girls, you could just tell they're relieved. Now, understand this, too. We're all wearing masks. It was crazy. We're out here in the middle trying to figure out this vehicle, not knowing where this cute little town is there in Missouri. And you know what? It was all about kindness. And there shows up Timothy Merrow, the owner of Merrow Towing and Garage. Yes, on a holiday, he shows up because O'Reilly Auto Parts called them. And he said, "I'll be right over." And he looked at it and verified everything. And he goes, "I hate to tell you this, but you're not going anywhere." And we were like, "Oh, okay." Well, luckily, we went with two vehicles. We had to unpack everything and repack everything. But you know what? We had no idea the little blessings that would come along the way. These four guys were placed in our path, and all they did was extend kindness. But that kindness reached to our hearts because we didn't know what to do. We knew no one in town, and we knew we had to take care of the vehicle. Now, do we have our vehicle now? Of course we don't. It won't be fixed for another couple days. But that's okay because we've got it there and we're safely now in Kansas. But the crazy thing is this. A lot of people would get flustered in that situation. They would get mad because their car broke down. Were we happy? Of course not. But you can't do anything about that. But you see, we were extended kindness. Kindness goes a long way. It goes a long way when you meet a stranger. It goes a long way when you're married to someone for already over 15, 20, 25, 50 years. Kindness goes a long way in your classrooms. Kindness goes a long way in the kitchen. Kindness goes a long way when you're disciplining your children. Kindness goes a long way. But the thing is we get caught up in life. We get mad, we get flustered because life isn't working out because we have lost control. And when we lose control, we don't know how to handle things. And all we think about is reacting instead of responding. Well, yesterday, we had a response of kindness extended to us from Matthew, Justin, Evan, and Timothy. And guys, we very much appreciate you. And yes, I'm telling you this now, O'Reilly is not sponsoring this episode. This is just me telling you a real life story of how kindness impacts us in our everyday. You can have this impact on your marriage. What would happen if you would get up in the morning and speak sweet words that were honey to the heart? What would happen if you would express affection for your spouse by just simply holding their hand or brushing your hand along their back? But we forget all of these little things because we get caught up in the news. We get caught up in our social media feed. We get caught up in football games. We get caught up in the traffic. We get caught up in alternators and fan belts that have broken and we're on the side of the road. And we forget that life isn't about our stuff. Life is about people. Who in your life needs kindness today? Your kindness from your heart. When you perform small acts of kindness, you are confirming to the individual before you that he or she is valued and worthy. Kindness goes a long way. I want to encourage you today to be that little blessing to your spouse. I want to encourage you today to find some way to touch someone with pure kindness. And don't do it because you think you're going to get something out of it. These guys, no, they did it because they wanted to. And they helped us five women get life kind of back together in order when we felt like, oh my gosh, things are falling apart. We don't have to sit here and have life fall into this perfect line because it never does. But we live trying to make it that. Stop trying to fit everything in your perfect box and start living and acting with kindness. Perform those small acts because kindness goes a long way. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.